I'm Isander.
And I am Coda.
And if you are watching this, you probably already know 40K blows.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's awful. There's no debate. There's no debate. I would never want to be there in a million years. Nobody would.
Absolutely not.
I would say it's a pretty red flag if somebody says, I'd like to go to 40K. However,
Statistically, you're going to be a guardsman. You're not going to be around much longer after that.
We get to that later. It's not guardsman, statistically speaking.
Really?
No. Because guardsmen are still pretty competent.
The Death Corps of Krieg don't set that ratio.
They're not the average. They're very competent.
Yeah, but they don't change that statistic just by sheerly being them.
No. Okay. We'll get to that later, though.
Okay.
For now, though, we will cover the things that do not suck as badly. This has been a trend in a couple of episodes where we've mentioned, oh, that's not the worst gig ever. Oh, that's not the worst gig ever. Today, we're going to be putting together a list of all the best, okay, most of the best gigs you could possibly have in 40K. Because there's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, if you were to be in 40K, this is where you would want to be.
Yeah, there's a silver lining, and we're going to try and find a few of them today. This will not be comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put aliens in there, too.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's not just Imperium of Man.
That'll be awesome.
Because some aliens have it good.
Yeah. I'd imagine like Tau battlesuit mechanics have it pretty good.
The Tau don't get mentioned in this episode.
Aww. No.
Funnily enough, they have a terrible job, though.
What terrible job do they have? I assume it's the cleaners.
Tau diplomat in charge of negotiating with orcs.
Oh.
Because, of course, they would have that department.
And
of course, it would be staffed by someone. And I cannot think of a worse job in 40K.
That definitely sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, yeah. But before we get to the good, at least the good gigs in 40K, tomorrow is right around the corner, and you guys get to pick the next episode. The options are Abaddon, the Gene Stealers, the Aspect Warriors, and the Space Wolves. That's it. Three of them will get made. The fourth one will go cry alone in the corner forever.
Forever.
And that choice is up to you by sounding off in the comments.
Until we have the losers bracket.
Well, people have
which
lost
will be the 13th.
Stop putting your finger on the scale. We also do a bonus episode every single week that is on Patreon, and you can head on over there where you help support the show, get twice as many episodes every week, access to the Discord, and a bunch of other perks, all available on patreon.com/IsanderandCoda. Plus, you help us keep all these lights on,
which is there's
pretty freaking neat.
And there might be more.
Oh, there will be more eventually. We definitely need different lighting for each other. I divided this up in a couple of categories because when you're looking at a job, it can make you happy in a few different ways.
That right? It can.
There's people who get joy from freedom in their job. You know, the ability to go about this however I want, or this job affords me tons of freedom within it.
I do remote work and I wake up right as I need to log in and then I leave right as I need to leave, and the entire time I was in my pajamas or nothing at all and I didn't have a problem during the entire day.
Sure. There is stability. The people who just want my job doesn't define me. I just want it to be there. Okay. It doesn't matter what it is. I just need it to A, give me enough time to go off and do whatever the hell I want in my spare time, and B, will always be there no matter what.
And C, enough money to exist.
Yeah, that's very fair. There's some people who want thrills from their job. I mean, they're skydiving instructors. That's a thing.
Hollywood has stuntmen for a reason.
Red Bull employs people. Some people want thrills. And then lastly, I have pure bliss, because there is one job you could have in 40K, and it is happiness, de facto.
Really?
It's a sweet gig.
Is it?
No cons whatsoever.
No cons.
And that will come last.
That sounds like a lie.
It's the truth.
Knowing 40K, that sounds like a lie.
We'll see when we get there.
Okay.
We will see when we get there.
Okay.
For now, though, unfortunately, in 40K, there's a lot of things that suck. One of the things that sucks really hard is the fact that freedom is a rare commodity. It's like true, the ability to do whatever you want is not afforded to most people.
That is definitely one way to put it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're born in the sub-basement of New York stacked three times on top of each other, you're not going to have many options other than maybe fight a rat over a pizza slice.
Yeah.
That's it. That's tops. It. But there are two gigs that have almost complete freedom to a sketchy degree.
I can make a couple guesses.
You're gonna get it in one.
Inquisitor?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
guess the other one?
Rogue Trader, maybe?
Easy.
Yeah.
Those ones are always the first ones to come up because they get to do whatever they want. So long as they're fulfilling their mission.
Within reason, one Inquisitor did do whatever he wanted to an entire swath of planets, and he's excommunicado now, isn't he?
Kind of. On paper, yes. On paper, yes.
On paper is carrying a lot of weight.
However, who's going to call him on that? That's the main thing about Inquisitors. They have an infinite budget. They can do whatever the hell they want, so long as they're fulfilling their main mission, whatever it may be. And most people won't argue with it. Inquisitors can walk up to anyone and everyone and say, you're working for me now, and they will do that.
It's the equivalent of being a member of the FBI in a 70s action flick and flashing your badge. Who's going to stop you?
It's higher than the FBI.
Oh.
Because you have to remember, these guys are so confident in the amount of power that they don't even have their badge has, effectively, that they've walked up to custodians.
Oh.
The people who are shipped to a battlefield, and while they're in transit, everyone in record keeping goes victory. Before they ever get there, by the way, the FedEx truck full of custodies has not left Dearborn, Michigan yet.
But
and it's been logged as a victory.
It's been logged as delivered.
Yep, it's been logged.
Which must be irritating for anybody who's being delivered to.
It's a little more than irritating when custodies arrive, I will say that. But Inquisitors are so competent and confident in their abilities that they have threatened them.
Threatened?
Oh, yeah. Full bore.
Threatened?
Threatened the 9-foot-plus tall people who can cut through you like you're not there.
Threatened.
Threatened.
Listen, even
looked
if
in
I
the
have,
eye and threatened.
Even if I have near infinite power on that kind of scale within that system, I see a 9-foot-tall dude with a gun sword attached to a
gun glaive.
Look at that thing. That's basically a great sword at the end of a seven-foot
yeah.
Long stick.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, no, no. I'm asking nicely. Please and thank you. If I need to write a letter, I'm making sure to cross all of my T's and dot all of my I's and use the most polite language that I can. I'm not threatening that.
Those are the most extreme Inquisitors. Most Inquisitors usually do say, hey, please, could you help me out with this because X, Y, and Z. And most people go, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Sure, why not?
However, there has been many, many times where they've walked up to Space Marines and gone, you're doing this now. And the Space Marines just, sure.
Sure.
Sure, why not? This is not the worst call of action. I will do it, I suppose. That's not the worst thing about their job, though. The worst thing about the job is the kind of person it attracts. Because, all very, very high-ranking positions of power, the people you want there are the ones who want nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The sketchiest people are the ones salivating over it, waiting in the wings. And so you are dealing with some of the most cutthroat, competent people in the Imperium who are all going for that badge that lets them do whatever they want.
Yep.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And all of these people have a very, very long memory. Inquisitors will spite each other. They are on the same team. They will actively hinder each other up to the limit of I'm not breaking into your room and killing you in your sleep. Anything shy of that, they will do. You order a shipment, they may delay it.
Sketch.
Delay it.
Sketch.
Oh, you're going to that system here? Have this ship. Has it been serviced? Yeah, sure.
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 Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to that planet? I will conveniently not mention that there's a cult brewing underneath it. Good luck.
Sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Sketch.
Or, oh, he's there working in that system? Well, we need to divert the orc somewhere.
Okay, that's just straight up murder.
No, it's not. The orcs needed to be diverted somewhere. He's an inquisitor. He's competent. He'll get himself out of it.
That is murder.
And if he won't, well, that's, you know, tough.
That's murder. That's murder.
That's
nothing but...
Also, on top of all of that, there's corruption and nepotism left, right, and center.
Because of course there is.
There's no perfect gig. Every gig has its problems. I do find it infinitely funny, though, that the next best gig is a punishment sometimes for Inquisitors, where two people, what will happen is sometimes people will be vying over a spot to be an Inquisitor, or I'm worried that guy's going to replace me. And so what they will do is the moment before they qualify for an Inquisitor, here, be a rogue trader. Okay, bye. And because being a rogue trader is such a big honor, you cannot refuse it.
But it's also...
It is a sheet of paper that says I can do almost whatever the hell I want. And it is so funny to me to watch Inquisitors get, or would-be Inquisitors, get upset, angry about that, because I didn't get the full sheet of paper. I got the half sheet.
I got the half sheet of
paper. No, I got the 99.9% sheet.
And also, they're going to go send me to the most dangerous part of the galaxy. Great.
No, not really.
Not really?
I mean, you do... Usually, it is a very dangerous spot. But you can argue, because a rogue trader's whole job is to trade. You are to make money. Mm. The leading cause of death for these guys is tax evasion and old age. Those are the things that will get you in this... And, you know, like, general adventuring. But tax evasion and old age, that's what's going to get you. And so if you can make a compelling argument, like, yeah, you could send me into the middle of that war zone... But if I go right over there, I'm positive I could make you more money.
Or if you are given it as a punishment, it's like, God dang it, I wanted to do torture, not capitalism.
Oh, you can still torture people. Oh, rogue traders can still torture. Rogue traders have a lot of power. They are almost never questioned unless their W-2s don't line up.
Which, if you're out there to make as much money possible, I assume there's a lot of W-2 fudging.
Oh, I imagine there are whole wings of their craft. Because that's the thing about Inquisitors and Rogue Traders, because the job is so wide-reaching, Inquisitors being deal with the enemy that nobody else can know about, and Rogue Traders be make that money. Just get paper, right? They each get effectively a carrier to handle it. Imagine if the CIA just gave one guy a carrier.
And said,
good luck.
Have fun.
Fully staffed, by the way. Fully staffed. I think about the money he could make.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's just start there.
Absolutely. Well, so, there might be some diplomatic incidents on the way there, but I don't think the Imperium cares.
Rogue traders and Inquisitors can be diplomatic. That's a nice thing. You could be an awful person who interrogates everyone in the worst ways possible, or you could take an amicable approach.
Can. As in, it's an option.
Yeah. Not many people are offered that option.
But they don't care if they don't take that option and instead go with the other one.
It depends on what will get the job done best. Will Inquisitors burn you at the stake? Yes, that is possible. Will they also be friendly with the Tau? Yes, that's possible. Will they also kidnap your wife and stuff a demon inside her? That's not a joke. They will do that.
That sounds about right.
That is just a thing that they can have in their retinue. It's like a demon duct taped to a chair, stuffed into a human forcibly, and just used. It's constantly swearing and screaming and insulting everything around it because it does not want to be here at all. And so it's used to get information, basically.
They just have the exorcist machine.
Yeah. And because eventually it's going to scream and shout and like will let something slip. You know, like, oh my God, we're going to kill you soon. And it's like, oh.
Oh, thanks.
We. Soon. Interesting.
You give us the exact date and number of your forces by accident.
Yeah. Thank you. And so they will, Inquisitors can get very sketchy. Rogue traders can get very sketchy. But that's what comes with freedom. If you want true, hard freedom, you have the freedom to be sketchy.
Yeah.
These two are very much so reminiscent of the golden age of piracy. Kind of. Yeah. That is not for everyone, though, because neat. I get to do whatever I want. But also that means if something goes wrong, it's squarely my fault.
Yeah.
And B, I don't have a life. You will read about Inquisitors often, and their job is it. It's part of why they're so scary.
I mean, I have so much money that I've earned over the years, but the only thing I can do is buy bigger and bigger guns with it to go get more money from, like, the Eldar over there. Which probably sounds like heaven to some people, but it could be hell for others.
It can, and we'll get old eventually.
Yeah.
Some people want the ability to just do what they want with a stable and steady paying job that will not kill them, which is why I direct you to the guard.
Really?
Yeah, I would say the Garden Sisters. This one is one of two that I think I'm going to get disagreement on. But let me cook.
Let him cook.
Because a lot of the time, you see the guard, and it's not great. It's not thrilling. You know, the guard, in total transparency, can and will use bodies to gum up tank treads as a tactic.
It is... You have a lot of room for suffering.
There's quite a high ceiling for suffering, honestly. And if you look at most 40K art where the Imperium is losing, you will see the guard and the sisters getting reamed.
Just first on the chopping block.
And that's without even mentioning the fact that Sisters of Battle go off to fight biblically accurate demons with some scotch tape and faith. Maybe
literally duct tape and faith.
Maybe a communion wafer if they're lucky. They are very, very under-equipped for some of the things they are asked to fight. That is not a joke. So with all that being said, them having a pretty good gig seems laughable, right? And at its worst, I can't help but agree, because at Sister's worst, you have people degloving their hands for the love of the game.
Just because.
And guardsmen with lifespans that can drop down to the hours and minutes. So at its worst, it's pretty rough. But at its best, it's not bad.
You're a reserve unit on a paradise planet. At its very best. At its very, okay, very
that,
best.
That is like comically good. That is comically good. That's not 40K. But I will say the galaxy is split in half with a massive crack right into hell, and you can hear it laughing all day, every day. The orcs are coming in like a green tidal wave from every possible direction. There are these new things called Tyranids that are just 10-foot plus tall bugs running around. Oh, that world turned green, woke up, and now the Terminator's on it. There is no shortage of problems that the Imperium is dealing with. Therefore, there is not a job more stable than the humble guardsman.
Okay.
You will never get fired, no matter what. It's such a safe bet. You will always, always have something to do. And there are two things that make it not that bad, because A, if the threat is god-awful, I'm talking leagues, orders of magnitude greater than what you can handle, a lot of the time, Space Marines are here. And listen, you see Space Marines and Guardsmen fighting very often, but when you see the speed with which Space Marines accomplish things, yeah, you are fighting together at mile marker 1, but he's at mile marker 10 now.
He's so far ahead of me, I just need to clean up.
There's nothing to clean up. There's nothing to clean up. He is wearing in weight a Sherman Jesus. Worth of armor, but moving 5 times faster than I can, and... I've had to reload 5 times because I occasionally land body shots. He's reloaded once because he's only been hitting heads. It's just dink, dink, dink without any problem ever. And he's firing not quite Red Bull cans out of his gun, but bolters still fire massive bullets.
Almost Red Bull cans.
It's still pretty big.
Think half a Red Bull can.
Big enough that a headshot just renders that an open area now. It's an open concept room. Once you land one of those.
We renovated my skull. It's an open concept skull.
Right? And B, if it's not so bad that the Marines are acquired, if you're a member of the Guard or the Sisters, you're not incompetent. In fact, I'd argue you're really competent, because the Guard come from the best of the best from their planet. Well, okay. The second best from their planet. The best of the best go off to be Special Forces, but the second best, that's still pretty dang good.
Special Forces or Space Marines, right. I assume.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on the planet.
Exactly. So you're still above average. You're just not the best your planet had to offer. That's still commendable. Same thing for the Sisters. They have a rough training. To survive, to be a sister, you were that bitch. Like, you are competent in almost every metric. The only way you could be better at your gig is if we augmented you. That's it. Sisters, I've said this before, can parry demons rarely. But they
still
happens.
Do it. They still do it.
It still happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance off skill you may make it out. Off skill and sheer volume of fire, if you happen to be unlucky enough to be on a world that is so bad that maybe Marines should be here, you may still make it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, trillions die every day, but that's trillions.
I'm just one guy.
I'm just one guy. Odds are not that bad.
I'm one in a trillion.
Now, right?
I still have to disagree because if your first argument is, oh, it's stable, you will never want for a job, this sounds like the equivalent of getting yourself arrested on purpose to go grab a free meal in prison.
I wouldn't say it's that bad.
It's 40K.
Okay, all right. And here's, you're also assuming
that. And also, everybody in prison has shanks for arms.
You're also assuming that everyone in 40K is on their game and watches every guardsman like a hawk. There are guardsmen who have died in combat.
And they were just AWOL.
Well, no, not even AWOL. I think one of my favorite ones, gosh, I'm forgetting his name. That's a shame. It's a character, and about midway through the book, if I remember correctly, there's this really touching obituary where, you know, that he died on that battlefield as a fighter, but got to live on with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty sweet gig. This dude literally just swapped IDs with somebody, was declared KIA, finished the battle, left. Where else can you do that? If you want to be a pure weenie, I want to live as long as possible, the guard has options for that. You can get unlucky. You can get unlucky.
You can find the one commissar who knew that guy's face and knows that that ID doesn't match up and then shoots you in the head instantaneously.
You know, that's not even the worst luck guardsmen could have. You could be out on a world just on guard duty, skies are blue, everything is great, and then suddenly, smash cut, everything is dark, you hear Blood for the Blood God, and who, my God, is that Angron again? And even then, at least it's quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All of the demons you could get attacked by, I think Khorne is the best. They'll off you quickly.
I would argue the average guardsman's life, not the most lucky, not the most unlucky, is the Goldilocks zone of your job wants you to do stuff and you will always have stuff to do, but you don't necessarily need to be a hero. And you'd have to be really unlucky to be at the spot where everything is happening for this book, I suppose. Plus, guardsmen need bullets. They need armor. They need clothing. Somebody's got to manage all that. You could just be
the inventory guy. Quartermaster.
You could be you could be the equivalent of just a troop carrier. My job is to fly these schmucks into the zone. That's it. It's a pretty sweet gig. It's a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah, but you still have a lot of chance of just becoming one of those poor schlubs.
I would argue your chances are fairly low considering how big the galaxy is.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's the Goldilocks zone.
Fair enough.
I would say 8 in 10 guardsmen, let me lower that number. 7 in 10 guardsmen probably just live regular, boring lives. And then there are the two that we read about all the time who live interesting lives, and they're short ones, and the one we never read about who are just kind of guarding a pleasure planet.
I mean, Terra has to have guardsmen on it.
Yeah, they're mostly for show because the custodies are around and they're the real, well, actually no, because they're guardsmen on Terra and they've died because Terra's been invaded twice.
Yeah,
nowhere safe. They could get unlucky too.
Shoot.
But see, Goldilocks zone, see what I mean?
Yeah.
I would seriously argue for that. However, let's say you are a true paper pusher at heart. You don't even want to take that risk at all. Administration. The administration has a spot for you, and actually they made a mistake. There's two spots for you. Oh, whoops, we actually made a third mistake. There's three spots for you. It's that messy. You know the way in our real world, companies can screw up and pay somebody who's no longer doing anything for the company a salary as an employee until they mouth off on the internet? So effectively forever? Yeah, that can happen in 40K because they manage trillions of people.
And think of the scale that could happen at too.
Yeah, the administration, the worst thing about the administration is, or the administratum is, they don't have Excel. That's it. They've never heard of pivot tables.
Think of how behind they are.
But other than that, it's a pretty cushy gig. Oh no, I left an I or I didn't cross a T. There that world goes. It's going to be Stern talking to for my supervisor. But, you know, these things happen.
I want to see a rendition of The Office, but it's just the administrator.
That would be very fun.
The administrator.
I would love to see that. But it is true. People have died because somebody filed the wrong form. Or the right form didn't make it somewhere at the right time.
Shoot, I checked the no box that I should have left blank on form 51B. And now Armageddon got Armageddoned again.
Pretty much. It happens. This is the one job in 40K you could get it. Go through training. Work hard for about 5 years and then do nothing.
Your job's over.
And nobody would notice as you collected a check and showed up and typed at your keyboard for about 8 hours a day and left.
Which is either perfect or hell.
I mean, again, think about it. If you just want enough cash for a house and vacation.
Who knows? You could just be sitting at your desk playing solitaire and nobody would notice.
Yeah. And like I said, it's different strokes for different folks. Some people want the extreme freedom and the risk that comes with it. Some people don't even want to be near that. So I would argue the administratum is the polar opposite of the Inquisition.
Tira, what? Get me as far away from those things as you can.
Oh, yeah. Most people don't. Most people think things are going better than they really are. Because all you ever hear is the Imperium of Man has scored yet another victory. One of the Emperor's sons has returned and is at the helm. We have routed them for the 15th time in a row.
Most people just hear about the propaganda, but they don't actually get to see Gilliman crying at his desk in his office.
Yeah, and they never question, hey, why did my bus get rerouted around that entire city so far I can't see it anymore? But don't ask about it. Okay, cool. Weird. But we must have beaten them there.
What did we tell the people around the Trinity tests after their windows all blew up?
God, I don't know.
I think it was just like a high-speed jet flew by or something.
Is that how we justified a nuclear bomb going off?
Yeah, because people heard the boom like 50 miles away and windows shattered in the nearby town.
Huh.
Yeah.
More believable than you think.
I think we literally just told them, oh yeah, we were testing a new high-speed jet or something.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I'd love that. Or something.
Or something.
And the Fed leaves and you go, home.
What does that
or
mean?
Something mean? Some people, though, don't get a choice. You know, you don't. Most people don't get to choose, oh, I want to go to the guard, or oh, I want to go be a sister, or oh, let me get into this administratum thing. And you definitely don't get to choose to be an inquisitor. That's a hard path.
No,
you almost need to be born into it.
Yeah.
However, you could just be living your life one day and your world falls into the warp. That just happens. Like I said, there's a line down the galaxy. There were planets there at one point. Now they're not.
Whoops, I'm in hell now.
And now, look, you could just die like everyone else, or you could be a winner about it and polish up that resume and go talk to the 4 new companies hiring.
Yep.
And if you're looking at those 4 companies, I think it's a very easy slam dunk to figure out who the best gig there is.
You know, maybe Nurgle. Like, we're a family company. Nurgle and Nurgle. We're a family company.
It's a mom and pop shop.
It's a mom and pop shop.
Good guess. Second best. Prince of Pleasure, though.
Mm.
Money's on that.
Is it?
I would say so.
I've seen pictures of people with their tendons ripped out to make harps.
And this is the one that I knew I was going to get the most flack for. Because, listen. Okay. Because listen, right? The reason I pick Slaanesh is not, I specifically would not pick Slaanesh, but the reason I think that would be the best gig out of all 4 available is because of the hedonic treadmill.
The hedonic treadmill?
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, it's a basic concept that you will never be happy.
It's a very depressing thought.
It is. It's just a thing that we've shown over time that humans want things, strive for things, get things, rinse and repeat over and over and over again. And as you get them, you go higher and higher and higher and higher. And you'll never really be satisfied. It's why, you know, they say money can't buy happiness or no singular possession will make you happy.
For more on this, look up Dukkha.
What?
It's a Buddhist concept.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
D-U-K-K-H-A.
Thank you for spelling that. Most people probably couldn't, right? And so because of that, it's why on a macro level, you see people striving for really, really high positions of power and office and all that and prestige because, well, that guy's just been on the treadmill for 50 years. He does not have much else that can make him happy other than being that. So sure, why not? And on a much, much smaller, a micro level, it's why you see gamblers who are just horrifically addicted to it because it's not the winning that makes them happy. It's the moment right before.
Yeah.
It's a moment right before when it could be a win or it could not be. I don't know yet. Let's find out.
This is why you see people who will... Reddit has screwed me up in the last couple days because I don't know why r/money is trending on my feed, but r/money is trending on my feed. And I love seeing people who are on gambling sites and they make literally $1.5 million. And then they lose $1.5 million.
Roller coaster, baby. It's that treadmill. It's that treadmill. You accomplish the next thing, you turn the speed up. You accomplish the next thing, you turn the speed up. And, you know, on a developmental level, it's because getting the thing is not... Congratulations, you had a kid. Good for you. Yippee. We want you to get to the kid point is why that behavior is encouraged.
It's if you remember being a kid, mm-hmm. and it's, at least for those who celebrate, it's December 25th. You wake up at 5-6 in the morning because you're excited. You want to see what's in those packages. This is the most happy you've been in your life.
Wake up at 5 or 6, assuming I didn't stay up till 12:01.
And then you actually open them up and you're excited for the new things that you have. But around noon, 1, 2 o'clock, you're like, and so a slow disappointment starts to set in.
For me, I would ride that high at least until the 27th or the 28th.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It took me a while.
Maybe I just got way too much underwear as a kid.
I never got underwear as a kid. It's a gift.
Listen, adulthood is realizing that socks are the best gift that you can get. And I am unashamedly saying that.
No matter what it is, though, be it socks or be it a brand new Ferrari, you will hate it at some point and it will no longer make you happy.
Yeah.
Period. The sock will get a hole in it. Okay, that's fine. Your Ferrari will need its engine pulled for a belt job.
You dumped the clutch once.
Three times.
Once.
Three times.
Once.
Three times. The Enzo's clutch needed to be done three times. Then you'd have to ship it back to Italy to get a new clutch, if I remember correctly. I think it was 5 full bore starts.
Listen, not with that attitude. I can make it 1.
No, you couldn't. regardless, though, that it applies to everything. And so with that in mind, knowing that no singular thing will ever make you happy, why not hop on the god who's just that treadmill turned up to 11? Just ride that high until you die.
I mean, they're the best fitness coach. They're just going to keep turning the speed on the treadmill up.
Yeah, pretty much. And sure, okay, Nurgle loves you. That's cool. My mom loves me. She's never given me typhoid or Ebola. I would say she's on a hot streak for that, actually. And I would debate that if someone loves you, they don't give you infectious diseases.
Sharing is caring, dude.
Not when it's that lethal.
Sharing is caring.
Mm-mm. my internal microbiome is fine. I don't need anything else. It's working as intended.
Why not?
I mean, Slaanesh won't give you any of that. Slaanesh will give you exactly what you want, and then some more. And then some more.
And they'll just keep...
And then some more.
Keep giving and giving.
And, you know, to the onlookers, oh my god, that's horrifying. But to you, you're just going through with it.
Wow. I sure do love... the feeling of my tendons being strummed by whatever that demon is.
Yeah, but it's not like that's how you started.
Yeah, but it's how you ended.
Yeah, but it's not how you started. And I mean, you look at most of Slaanesh's demons, they're horrific. Horrific to look at.
Honestly.
But do they seem unhappy?
This is just me. But like, it's the same thing that I like about Risk of Rain. I really like when hell beings have a weird crustacean aesthetic to them. And a lot of Slaanesh's demons have a weird crustacean or crabby aesthetic to them. I'm not making that kind of joke. That's disgusting.
I'm not making that joke either. I'm just smiling.
That's disgusting.
Go on.
I do love when, like, the void hell beings have a crustacean aesthetic to them.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at all of the almost art that we probably won't be able to use half of it, frankly, of Slaanesh. And you can say a lot about their demons. They don't seem to be having an awful time. They seem to be very into that.
They're having a very fun time.
It's just nobody else would be.
That's scarily fun time.
Right? Korn, sure. Korn will motivate you. You will get through whatever your current problem is through the most violent approach possible, but you will get through it. That is still eternal fighting forever till you die.
Yeah.
Right? Nurgle, well, we've already covered the disease aspect, but if you happen to leave him or change...
Oh, that all bounces back.
It all comes right... You can feel every disease he's given you. All at once. Very unpleasant. And Tzeentch may make you happy... as a part of a convoluted 30-step plan that ends in Madagascar moving all the way across the world and joining South America. Just as planned.
So what you're saying is... Nurgle is a cult. Korn will send you with him to Bulgaria. Tzeentch is just the CEO of an MLM company. And Slaanesh just wants you to have a nice... OF?
Yeah.
I guess.
The demon you know, if you have to pick one, get that from the beginning. Makes total sense. I will accept Nurgle as a substitute, even though, yeah.
Listen, Nurgle, again, it's Nurgle and Nurgle. Yeah. We're a family company.
Nurgle and Nurgle, a family company. you look at what Slaanesh and their demons are offering, and you can just, you know, immediately. You're at the Chaos Job Fair. You look at Korn, you get it pretty quickly. You look at Tzeentch, there's no hope of you getting what's going on there.
There's like 40,000 documents that you need to sign.
Right? The Nurgle guy's sloughing off slowly, so it's really hard to understand.
But he's got a smile on his face.
Slaanesh's booth is the reason why kids aren't allowed in here. But at least you understand why.
That goes where?
Yeah. Yeah. However, that is still not the happiest one can be in 40K, because the best route in 40K is sheer blinding ignorance. It's bliss, baby. Blessed is the mind too small to comprehend what's going on.
Where are we going with this?
It's the orcs. It's the orcs.
So incredibly valid.
But specifically, not short orcs.
Tall orcs.
Mm-mm, not too tall. Because then you're in charge. It's a whole thing.
I see.
Just a not short orc.
And it tall enough that you're not getting bullied, but not so tall that you're like, you're just with the boys. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there with the boys.
Yeah,
having exactly. Fun with the boys.
Exactly.
Like, let's go smash that tank with the boys.
An orc that is half an inch taller than everyone else. Tops. Tops. You do not want to be a full inch, because then that's a whole thing. You definitely don't want to be 5 whole inches, because that's a whole thing. But like half an inch, where it's like, yeah, he's in charge, kind of. But in a non-threatening way. I mean, dude, look at orcs. Orcs, there is some truth to ignorance is bliss.
They do look like they're having fun.
We have to beat the Imperium. How do we do it? Beat the big Humi. And... I'll be dead honest, if I see my commissar get pounded into sand, you win.
Listen, I've had enough technical troubles with everything I own. If I could just, like, and it works, like, 100%, because I believed that would make it work.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'd be having fun with life.
Pure bliss.
Pure bliss.
No job beats the orcs. Period. It's so much fun. And the best thing is, you have an insane pain tolerance. It's why you'll see in a lot of animations, orcs going through gruesome injuries.
They have holes through them and they're still
moving.
Yeah.
Plus, like, orc medicine is...
I stuffed more bits and bobs in you, and then I covered up the gaping wound with a plate with some rivets, and you're back to normal.
As with any job, you do want to look at the compensation package, because these things do matter, you know? What the 401k is like. Most importantly, what is the healthcare like? When applying for a job in 40K, I don't think anyone beats the Orcs healthcare program. Because it is the only one that can 100% every single time beat cancer. In fact, their healthcare program is so good, they have a stop dying program. Nobody else has that.
I've heard they have amazing dental, too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Some would say it's money. So, if you had to apply for a gig in 40K, I have it so hard picking anything other than orcs.
Just be an orc.
I find it so hard picking anything. The only thing that really genuinely seriousness competes with the orcs is the Inquisitors. And that's just because they get to do whatever the hell they want. But think about the odds of being an Inquisitor versus the odds of being a not short orc. I'm taking those other odds every day.
A lot stronger odds.
Plus, no scheming. No backstabbing. None of that.
Just go get him.
Mm-hmm. Why would he stab me in the back? I'm half an inch taller than him. Moving on. Oh, that guy's half an inch taller than me. Well, I wouldn't stab him in the back.
Why would I'd stab him in the front.
Yeah, exactly. No, I wouldn't stab him at all. He's the guy. He's 1 inch taller than me. Therefore, he is tactically brilliant. You don't understand. When an orc sees an orc that is half a foot taller than him, he may as well look like General Patton. Just, okay, you're in charge now. Moving on. It is what it is.
Dude, I love the orcs.
It is what it is. It's such a simple, peaceful, not peaceful, life.
Happy.
Happy.
And I wouldn't call it serene, but yeah, I would call it fulfilling.
Fulfilling.
Satisfying.
You can say a lot about the orcs. They're all fulfilled. Every single one. I don't think any other faction can say that about even 10% of their population.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that does bring us to an end with the single best gig available. We did leave out the best gigs for the Eldars, all their variants, you know, the Dark Eldar, which I don't think there is a...
I don't think the Dark Eldar are happy, per se.
I could make the case.
We'll leave that at that.
Yeah, we'll leave that at that.
We'll leave that at that.
All the various Eldar variants, the Tau, because it's not all being orc diplomats if you're a Tau. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes.
And sometimes...
It doesn't.
It leaves you with, you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it goes there. I don't even know what I would do for the Tyranids because they don't really have any kind of concept of self-fulfillment, so...
Nom 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 nom. Delicioso. That's the only feeling they seem to feel.
Yeah. No, there's a couple. There's a couple of vague... We'll see. If you guys want a second part that covers all the other factions, and I'm sure I could come up with a few good gigs in the Imperium. I mean, Planetary Governor wasn't even mentioned, but that's a quick and easy slam dunk.
You could be Poor Stooge. Well, maybe not Poor Stooge. Well, but Poor Stooge is a more successful constituent.
I left out most stupendously high-ranking things because, come on.
Of course.
Custodian, really...
Corrupt planetary governor, where all you have to do is maybe sign one paper and do a lot of racy things all day.
Right. The only ones there who I felt like that were the Inquisitors and the Rogue Traders, but you have to mention them because they're such a cushy job. It's such a cushy job.
You're doing nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They have a 100% match on the 401. They have a 200% match.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy good gig.
It's literally the do-nothing job.
Yeah. And there's plenty of other good gigs in the Imperium. So if you guys want a second episode like this, sound off in the comments. You have your four choices, as usual. And thank you for being you.